Everything that exists in creation is sharing the same space that our bodies are occupying and our minds are occupying. What is that line we hear? The kingdom of heaven is within you. Everything that exists is within us. So when our consciousness, thinking, feeling, emotional us, that part of us that is eternal, enters the physical body, the genetic spacesuit as I call it, to experience this physical life, this three-dimensional frequency, world, dimension, we are not a blank sheet of paper. We are already unique. The unique sum total of all our experiences. And I've noticed this with my boy, Jamie, who's three now. Because my mind's been open to this in the period he's been alive, I've watched him develop. And he has manifested his own unique character, what he finds funny, what he finds fearful, all these different things without any outside influence. Because he wasn't born into this world as a blank sheet of paper. He was born unique. We're all unique. This uniqueness is broadcast out as a magnetic electrical pattern. For me, everything that exists is magnetic electrical energy. So when people talk about hands-on healing, you get, it's the devil. Or, bloody strange, mate, load of rubbish, mumbo jumbo. What is hands-on healing? It's not faith healing. It is the passing on of electrical magnetic energy from one person to another. It's kind of interesting. I was reading a book recently called Where Science and Magic Meet, which was showing the scientific basis of the so-called paranormal. And it was pointing out that of the 285 standing stone circles in the United Kingdom still remaining, 235 are on the same types of rock, and they're all on or close to faults in the Earth's surface that produce a certain electromagnetic field. Of course, the ancients didn't know what they were doing, did they? You know, because we're state of the art now. So we're putting out this magnetic pattern, which is unique to us. It is our sense of self. It is our sense of reality. There's an American comedian called Bill Hicks, who summed up my whole attitude to life and everything, really, and what I'm talking about here in a wonderful line. He said, matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. We're all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is just a dream, and we are the imagination of ourselves. And that, for me, is the key phrase. We are the imagination of ourselves. What we imagine ourselves to be is what we create as a physical experience, second by second by second. This magnetic electrical pattern going out, we call vibes. You know, we have everyday expressions and words for this. We say, oh, I don't know what it was about that fella, mate. You know, I had a nice conversation, but got bad vibes from him somehow. Because the voice-to-ear conversation may have been quite pleasant, but there's something we're picking up on a subatomic energy level which doesn't sync. Get bad vibes, mate. We have a word which we use all the time, atmosphere. What is atmosphere? Atmosphere is the energy field of a room that has been turned to be negative, exciting, or positive, or happy, or whatever, by the thought patterns, the vibes, the imagination of themselves, of the people involved. People go into an old house where there may be a lot of negative events, or they go to the site of an ancient battle, and they go, ooh, tell you what, mate, ooh, it's eerie here. Ooh, don't like it here. Something about it. We're picking up the energy, negative in that case, that has been created in that state by the vibes, the thought patterns of people who have gone through negative events there. Atmosphere, football matches, sports occasions. You could touch the atmosphere, mate. The excitement was amazing. What is excitement? What is this atmosphere? It is what people generate on this vibe level. So, as these vibes we're putting out, these unique patterns are are magnetic, they are pulling in constantly other energy fields, which we know better as people, places, ways of life, experiences. In this way, second by second, we are creating as a physical event, physical experience, an exact replica of our subconscious imagination of ourselves in the people, places, ways of life we experience. We are creating our own reality. When I look back at my own life from this perspective, it is amazing that whatever my physical experience has been through my life, it has been a replica of my imagination of myself at that time. Until relatively recently, I was angry, seriously angry. I didn't know why I was angry, but I was angry. I now kind of looked at it. I realized I was angry about my childhood, angry about my father, but I was angry. My life through that period was a series of angry confrontations. Because even if I was in a bar or in a room and I was kind of physically appeared to be relaxed, got a drink or something, my anger is still going out as a vibe, even though I appear to be quite relaxed at the time. I tell you, anyone who'd had a bad day, I got them. Anyone that was feeling a bit wound up, I got them. I was the person they picked out in the room. And my life was a series of angry confrontations, which created this kind of cycle. I got angry. I felt guilty for getting angry, which made me more frustrated, which made me angrier, which made me have more confrontations, which made me feel guilty, and so it went on, down. And after a while, I thought, hold on a second. Do you know there's one common theme between all these angry confrontations? And it's you. What gives? And I started to look at myself in a different way. I realized that I was angry, because most of us are and we don't realize it. And I started to let it go. Interestingly, just acknowledging the anger often lets it go. And I started to like myself. My goodness me! You're not supposed to do that, have you? You're not supposed to love yourself. It's actually a form of putting someone down. Oh, he loves himself, he does. You can't love yourself. You've got to be humble. Oh, and it's kind of a term of praise now, isn't it? Do you know, he's ever so humble, you know, he's always putting himself down, but he loves the world. No, he doesn't. We can only love out there when we love in here, because we can't give out what we haven't got. And we are pressured all the time to feel bad about ourselves, to have a limited imagination of ourselves. Therefore, we create a limited physical experience. When I started to let this anger go and like myself, love myself, oh my goodness, call the police, my life changed. Because I started to respect my right to be me and not what other people were insisting that I should be to conform to some mythical right and wrong. And once I started having that feeling about myself, I started to attract into my life people who love me, not for what they want me to be, but for what I am, whatever I am is. And that's just a reflection of where I see myself. I am creating a different reality. Friend of mine, lovely, lovely person, but, and I hardly exaggerate when I say, she starts virtually every sentence with the words, "The problem is, though." This lady sees life as a problem. Her life is a series of problems. So I said to her, last time I saw her, "What's up?" She said, you don't look too happy." She said, "I'm fed up." She said, "I'm useless, me." She said, "I'm a useless wife. I'm a useless mother. I've got no ability. I've got nothing to contribute. I'm useless, I am. Fed up." I said, "Well, what's brought this on now?" She said, "Well, I'm fed up." She said, "Everyone's putting me down." I thought, no. You are putting you down. Your imagination of yourself is that you are useless. And this lady is surrounded by people in her life who are constantly putting her down. And she's pulled them in because she has created her imagination of herself as a physical experience. One of the great ways this works is we attract to us what we most fear. Because fear is not only a great controller, the great controller of the human race, it's also the great limiter of human evolution. Because whatever the area we fear relates to, we keep out of there, don't we? I mean, we don't kind of go in there and think, oh, well, I'm going to sort that out. We go, oh, no, I'm going over here, thank you very much. So what we do is subconsciously bring that in so we face it and move on. When I was a kid, I was terrified of dogs, me. Terrified of them. I lived in this big council estate in Leicester. It was over here. Over here were the shops, and there was a bit of green between them. You know, like a common, you know? Whenever I walked across that common, I'm surrounded by them. Rope, 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 jumping up at me, and oh my. And what do we say in those circumstances? Why, I'm so unlucky, me. Of all the people for it to happen to, it happens to me. I go to my mate's house. My mate had this really docile dog called Prince. I walk into his house, he takes a bit out of me coat, this thing, you know. My mates go across that green, they're not frightened of dogs. The dogs completely leave them alone. And when I'm a kid, I'm thinking, I'm so unlucky, me. Why me? Of all the people for it to happen. But what I was doing was pulling in what I most feared to face it. As a result of walking through and facing that, I'm no longer frightened of dogs. Interestingly, relatively recently, the things that probably terrified me most were going to the dentist, flying, and speaking in public. And being ridiculed. Which has never happened to me, has it, in this country, you know? My worst nightmare would have been having a tooth out on a plane while making a speech to the laughing passengers. That would have done me in that. But as a result of facing all of those fears that I've just said, I don't fear any of them anymore. Because fear is our creation. It's a choice. We can choose to fear or not to fear. So this process of putting out our imagination of ourselves and pulling in a physical reflection of that is at the heart of the human experience. And the most destructive state of mind, and my goodness me, we've all been there, it's possible to be in, is poor me. The victim mentality will always reproduce the victim reality. This world is awash with victims because this world is awash with people who have been conditioned to see themselves as victims, powerless, under the control of somebody else. Therefore, they create that reality. And we've all been there, as I say, but for some, it becomes like permanent squatter's rights in the psyche, the victim mentality. And it doesn't matter how you fuss around and run around someone who's in victim mode, poor me, you know, someone else is in control of my life and they must do something about it, and oh God, I'm ever so unlucky. Doesn't matter how you try to help someone like that, they'll always be in victim circumstances because the vibe they're putting out will constantly pull in that physical reflection. The change, which is why vision is so important, the change that gets the victim out of that situation is to realize there are no victims, only states of mind that perceive themselves to be victims. The moment we say, hold on a minute, hold on a little, I'm not a robot, I'm not a clone, and I am certainly not a victim. I'm in control of my life, and I'm going to get out of these circumstances that I'm in at the moment because I've created them, and I'm going to get out of them. At that point, the vibe changes. So what it pulls in changes. Suddenly, people get bits of luck. An amazing coincidence has happened. You'll never guess, mate. It was ever so lucky. That guy came into my life at just the right time and helped me get out of that circumstance. I couldn't believe it. Not luck at all. Creation. By a state, change state of mind. So if we are creating our own reality by our imagination of ourselves, this is at the heart of how all that I talked about in the first half actually has been created and is allowed to continue. What are we bombarded with throughout our lives? Messages about limitation, about the fact that we can't do this, and I can't, I could never mentality. A fear of experience, because so much experience is denied to us by people saying, you can't do that, you shouldn't do that.